This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio, it's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas. We're enjoying a bit of that Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan.
I saw her the other week.
Did you? Where
at? The Caldwell Kids. She performed. She looked hot.
Chaka. Oh, yeah, not Whitney, because she's dead.
Bless her soul. No.
Oops.
No. It was the other one. I would have been shocked if she'd been
was
there.
Was she good? Was she good?
No, I have to say, incredible. Look, I mean, I don't know how old she is now, but looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Sounded great. Had everyone up. It was all old school stuff.
Yeah. I've seen her once at a festival. She was exceptionally good.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was also exceptionally drunk. So.
Well, so was I have to say. But she performed very well.
So who knows?
It's good to be here. We've been missing each other.
Yes. How are you? What's going on?
Lots, actually. I wish I could tell you, but I can't.
Oh, one of those.
Something quite exciting could be happening. Hopefully, I might be able to tell you next week.
Okay.
But yeah. Apart from that, yeah, a few. It's been an eye-opener of a day.
Okay, one of those.
Yeah.
And you made it here with, like, seconds to spare, didn't you? You were stuck in traffic.
In the King's Road. It was horrific. Everyone was getting out, walking about, talking, getting Red Bulls. I was like, it was that bad. I made a friend.
You make friends everywhere you go.
Actually, he was very nice. He was sitting in a very nice car, and he came out and said,
oh, okay, that's why you talked to him.
Shall I get you a drink? Because we're going to be here for a while. So I said, go on then. Not alcoholic, obviously, because I was driving. But
glass
anyway,
of wine behind the car.
Yeah,
behind
all
the wheel.
Good. So are you enjoying Love Island? Have you watched it?
I'm aware of what's going on Love Island, but I haven't been watching.
Moira.
Because I've been out quite a lot.
The Irish girl is
Who do you think
is going to
win? I feel like there's no obvious winner.
I mean, last year we knew who it was going to be, Jack and Danny. It was so obvious. This year I don't. And I haven't taken to it quite like I did last year.
There's
I'll
been
be
no sex in it this year, has there?
No.
And which is unusual.
I mean, I quite like Maura because she brings a bit of the old dynasty nasty. She reminds me of a Joan Collins character, isn't she?
Yes.
I don't care. You know, she goes for it.
Oh, the clips of her I've seen, she does. Yeah, she's not afraid to say what she thinks.
I mean, I do like her. She's got a forehead you could watch Sky Sports on, but she is great. No, actually, she's a very pretty girl. They're all gorgeous, aren't they? I mean,
well,
God, look at them.
You wouldn't be in Love Island if you
exactly.
weren't. That's kind of the vibe.
Exactly.
Right?
But, you know, I don't know. It's funny. I think AJ's brother's causing a lot of press.
Yes, he is. He won't win, though, will he, because of what he did to Amy.
Yeah, poor Amy's gone. Yeah. And was upset. But, you know, they seem to be looking after them all. Whenever they think they look like they're not coping, they seem to leave the house.
Yeah, get out. Probably the best way, though, to be fair, because you don't want to be embarrassed on TV any more than you need. Than needs
well,
to
no,
be.
I've done that many a time.
No,
you don't need that, darling.
That time when you confessed to peeing in Anthea Turner's shower.
I did, to Eamon and Ruth. I said it straight away. They said, would you be in the shower? Well, I just did at Anthea's house. And then Anthea, my phone started dinging.
I think it was all over the mail, wasn't it?
It was over everywhere. It was all over Anthea's shower and her bath mat. But anyway.
That is disgusting.
It is.
But
anyway,
have you heard about all the drama once again? Your very good friend Meghan Markle has been causing. Not holding her baby correctly.
Dearie me, I know. Well, you know, the one thing that did get me was about the photos in Wimbledon. That annoyed me.
Yeah, explain.
Because you are a public figure. And
so
look,
she had told her security detail to make sure no one took pictures of her, right?
She was not allowed to be photographed. And this is like.
But it was so funny. The picture of the man that they thought was taking the photograph was actually just taking a selfie.
I know, taking a selfie, and then she looked away as if disapprovingly. Listen, they are public figures. We're giving you 2.4 million to do up your cottage. A cottage, 2.4 million. And I just think it's madness. Sorry.
Do you think she's quite different from the girl you knew?
Yeah. I hoped she was going to be the next Princess Diana. I did.
And instead she's going to be the next Fergie.
Well, it's all about me, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And that's what's coming across. That's why six staff have left. She's got, I think, are we on three nannies now?
Mm.
Nanny Mac 3. Do you like it?
Good one.
Thank you. And I think that's part of it. I just don't think people are taking to her now. It is all about the Meghan Markle show. And she's not behaving appropriately on talking to staff. Well,
yes,
obviously,
I've
treating
heard,
them well.
I've heard. Bloody nightmare.
I think the Queen's trying to help, you know.
Is she?
Queenie. Yeah, she's trying to help her.
Mm.
But it's hard when you don't listen.
That is exactly the problem.
See what happened to Theresa May when you don't listen.
Listen to the Cundy.
Yes.
We could gossip all night, but we do have some amazing guests.
We do. We have got a lot of plaits in.
We have
got... I could do a plait in your hairy chest.
My chest hair. I'll do up my shirt.
Do a French plait.
We've got Mandy Platt in the studio. She is a body and mind coach and celebrity personal trainer. And I want to talk to her because I have been on a weight loss journey this year, but I am now at a bit of a plateau and not feeling I'm doing quite as well as I could have done.
You're looking very slim. I wouldn't lose any more.
Thank you. I feel like...
You're trim. Yeah. I mean, look at Simon Cowell.
Yeah, the vegan diet for
Thursday.
You.
What
was it?
The Psycho Party.
Was he all right?
Simon looked great.
Yeah, he does.
But he looks so slim.
New teeth.
No, they're the same teeth.
Really?
As his face has got slimmer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then we also have the lovely Ronan Park, who was formerly of Britain's Got Talent. And was very famous when his audition came out for his angelic voice. This year he has, he's come out. He performed at London Pride this year. There's a lot going on. And then we also have another reality TV star and fellow Platt, Lauren Platt.
Lauren Platt. I love Lauren Platt.
X Factor contestant from 2014. So shall we play a little song and then we'll get our first guest, Mandy, in the studio.
I want Gail Platt as well. Gail
Platt. Whoever else. Let's play a bit of Sierra.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, level up. All this on me so yummy. All this sounds so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy. All this sounds so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Them old mistakes are gone. Do them no more. That's old news. That's new news. I done did that before. I turn nothing to something. My comeback on 100. Less talking, more action. You just gon' see coming. I just keep elevating. No losses, just upgrading. My lessons made blessings. I turned that into money. Thank God I never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning. Like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. See me as a prayer. Nothing I'm afraid of, and I can have it all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let go!
Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy. All this sounds so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. So yummy, all this sauce so yummy. No, you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. They freeze, get dropped like weight. Oh. Team love don't want no hate.
Nope.
I'm grinding, I'm shining. Oh. Up, up, I'm on my way.
Hey.
Thank God I never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning, like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. See me as a prayer. Nothing I'm afraid of, and I can have.
Mistakes, what I tend to do when it comes to you. I see only the good, so like you've never.
I follow.
Studio is smelling the most fragrant it has ever smelled.
Why, thank you.
I have to say.
It's and not because
you're
of
saying
me,
thank you, but it's not actually you.
Well, it's actually on me now.
It is our first guest, the very gorgeous and lovely smelling Mandy Plough.
Thank you so much. And you're welcome to have my perfume. I love it.
I think you're really the fittest person that's been and beautiful and beautiful smelling person we've had in the
thank
studio.
Thank you.
And 52, you were saying.
You're looking incredible. Good. Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Mind you, I'm saying 52, like that's some incredibly old age that, and it's not anymore, is it?
It's really not.
You think 20 years ago, even longer than that, maybe 30, 40 years ago, what a woman in her 50s looked like.
Yeah.
Compared to now, it's very different, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends on your mindset, doesn't it?
I think so. And that's the kind of thing that you cover.
When they're 50, that it's downhill, but it's not. It's actually your best years.
It's your best years. Life starts at 50. Yeah. I did that with the Shirley Valentine. 100%. I had to come clean about my age. It was only because the producers had my passport. I had no choice. I was like,
God damn it, I gotta say it.
I know, but you know, it does start at 50.
It really does. It's what you want to live like. It's what effort you put in. Mm-hmm. Whether you have a positive mindset and looking after the one body you've got to live in the whole of your life.
Yeah, so you were just telling us a bit off air, it kind of all kicked off for you at 40, right?
Yeah, it really did, because at 40, about 45, my kids were all grown up. My son was leaving to go to China to study. My husband was successful in his business. And there was me sitting on my bed every day thinking, who am I? You know, what am I going to do with myself?
Yeah.
You know, there's only so much shopping you can do. Or
how old
out
were you
for
then?
Lunch. About 45.
Wow, yeah.
I'd been in the gym, so I was doing, you know, training, but doing it all wrong. I was running on a treadmill, so I was super skinny, very, very flabby. You know, I just didn't know what I was doing, and I was just doing it every day, you know, like my daily routine.
Candy can't turn her phone off, FYI,
sorry,
so that's why.
It's Gail Platt wanting to join the other Platt.
And I just decided that I had to do something to change my life, because I could feel my head going. I was getting anxious. I'd lost my confidence. I had no self-worth. And I thought I was pretty boring. My right. husband would tell you differently, but I felt boring. I felt that I had nothing to talk about, and I wanted something for me.
So what did you do?
So what did I do? I actually, you're not going to believe this, but this is actually what I did.
Go on.
I actually got up, went downstairs and put myself into a training college, and then thought, shit, what have I done? They're all going to be 20 and there's me at 45. But I'd done it, and off I trotted, and I walked in there. Walked in there and thought exactly what I thought was going to be. But I ended up the mother of that group, and I ended up passing all my exams top.
Awesome, well done. And probably putting a bit more effort into than the ones that are 20 and doing it for the first.
Do you know what? I learned so much. You can't learn everything when mm-hmm. you're at college, but I am so passionate about it. I actually found what it is that I love in life. I found my purpose, literally.
Oh.
And I came home and have not stopped studying every single day. I'm studying something.
That's awesome.
To do with fitness and health and mind.
Because I think that's so inspirational, because you can, it doesn't mean life's over when you hit 40. Because
no,
a lot of people think, oh my God, I'm in my 40s, that's it. You know, I'm going to be watching Coronation Street.
Especially when you've got a successful husband and he's off with his career and he's having fun and, you know, he's got lots to talk about and the kids suddenly leave home. It's that empty nest, isn't it? It's like, you know, what does a woman, and that's where it goes so downhill for women middle-aged.
Mm. And can that's I ask what I found. Do your husband mind you getting into something else because you're then, your time's going elsewhere?
Do you know what? No, absolutely not. He was so supportive, even with what I'm doing now. My career is really taking off now, and he's so supportive because he knows that, you know, I am so much more positive and happy with my life, that I bring that positivity home and everybody's happy, you know.
And
the mother is a rock
of
a family.
I'm going to ask you something that I want to know personally, because I said it earlier on, I've been losing weight this year. I've lost a stone and a half.
Well done you.
And it's been, I've done loads of different things. I've been going to the gym, I've dieted and blah blah blah. But I do feel like the last couple of weeks, since I come back off my holiday, I've kind of plateaued, and I feel a bit like I'm kind of being a bit half-assed really about it, whereas before I was like on it, wasn't I, Cundy? I was like,
right, so your mindset's not as strong as it was, that's what you're
that's
saying.
That's exactly it. How does a person change that?
Right, you've got to understand that fitness isn't just about the gym. Fitness is about emotions, your spirit, your zest for life, your positivity, the way you eat, the way you think, whether you change your mindset when you're thinking about something, not overthinking things. And it's very, very easy when you've come away and you've gone on holiday like that to then get motivated and get back into the gym. And all I can say to you is that you've done really, I mean, you look amazing.
Oh, thanks,
you've
babe.
Obviously done
thanks,
really, thanks. Really well. And as long as you're eating healthy and you are training, then don't worry about it, you know, be healthy. Health has to come first.
Mm.
You know, everybody thinks of fitness and they're thinking, you know, you speak to all these women and it's all about, oh, my body's this and my body's that. But they're not actually thinking about their health, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Your health is everything. It's your wealth, isn't it? And without that, you've got nothing. And when you are healthy inside and you're healthy in your mind, it's you're vibrant on the outside.
Yeah.
It just all comes together.
It is funny how much and how quickly your body can change, because I was having like some weird like pains in my knee when I was at my biggest. And now they've gone. They're not there
Are
anymore.
Are you strength training?
Yeah.
Yes,
while I'm doing
fantastic.
Body pump classes.
Okay.
I was doing like four.
Does that incorporate weights and body weight? Well, that's definitely the right way to be training.
But
and
it's so weird to think that at the time I was just like, oh, I must have something wrong with my knee. That's just it.
But like, that's what the doctors will tell you. A lot of doctors, the amount of clients that I have come to me and they're either on pain management or they're having injections for the pain. And I'm like, whoa, let's start at the beginning. Let's find out. Let me look at you. Let me assess you. Let's have a look what's going on. And the amount of people that I get off medicine, literally,
that's
by
fantastic.
You know, getting them in recovery and then giving them their lifestyle back.
That must
it's
feel
incredible.
Amazing. Yeah, for you to
it
be
is.
Able to
changing
help people
lives.
Like that. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's just an amazing job, and I love my work. I absolutely love it.
So, how many people do you train?
Well, I was completely fully booked from the day I left college and with a waiting list. And the last few weeks, as I just said, you know, I'm doing so much now that a lot of my clients, I've taught them enough that they can go it alone. They just don't want to leave me because we're good friends. But a lot of them I've dropped now. I'm still there for them on the phone, and I'm still there if they want me to go and give them the odd session. But they know it's my time now, and, you know, it's my time to do what I want to do.
And what is that?
I'm a lifestyle presenter and I am an influencer, and I want to change lives. And if I can do it one-to-one, just think, if I'm out there, I'm changing so many women's views, you know, mainly women. I work with men too, but mm-hmm. My passion is for women around my age. Mm-hmm. And I think if I can get out there and doing what I've been doing, which is so exciting because it's all coming together now, you know, then, you know, just to think how many women I'm going to change.
Mm. And is it all about fitness, health, healthy eating, mindset?
Yeah, that's what I'm all about, is it's learning to love life, yeah. to be grateful. Yeah. To understand that you have one life,
yeah,
okay, and that health is your wealth. And if you are not healthy, then everybody around you is going to, you know, your kids, nobody is. You know, when I went to college and I came home and I said, right, that's it. You know, we can all have a little cheat and a treat every now and again, but this is what we're doing now. This is how we're going to eat.
So what food did you change? Did you go out with pasta? Because I've stopped doing the carbs.
No,
I
want
to go back
Lizzie,
on them because I'm looking
what?
A bit skinny.
First of all, can I say diets don't work? Mm. Okay, diets do not work long term.
But it was just that the bloaty feeling. You know, when you get that bloaty after pasta and bread, I used to always think.
But it depends on the time of day you eat it, on how you eat it, and what you're putting with it.
And the portions.
Yeah,
right?
Portion
I find
size.
Because I was calorie counting, which is
how
I did
it. No, I hate that word.
But it worked for me. I mean, I definitely, because when I, like I said, when I'm doing it, I'm really on it. And I found that I could still eat what I wanted. I was just,
but
I didn't realise how much.
Yourself, right?
Yeah,
that's
I didn't realise how much I was putting on a plate, really, was what I overeat because I enjoy
it. I keep
the
food stuff really, really simple. Okay. 3/4 of my plate is always plant based. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fruit and vegetables are your medicine. Food is medicine, guys. You know, that's it. What you put in your body is what you are, mm-hmm. is fuel as well. So that's going to give you the energy that you need to run on your day.
Yeah.
You know, if you put crap into a Rolls Royce, it's not going to go, is it?
Yeah.
We're the same thing. So, you know, you have to put the correct nutrients into your body.
And what would you advise for people listening that you think is really good, start to the day? And
right, I've got one big, major little, I'm going to give you my tip.
Okay? Go on.
When you wake up, you've got to wake up and have some warm boiled water with fresh lemon in it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first thing. That will clean you out from your sleep. It's fantastic for your skin. It's great for weight loss. And it's like a detox, and it's an amazing way to start your day.
And it's with warm water, isn't it?
With warm boiled water,
That boiled water that's cooled down.
Yeah. And drink that as soon as you've woken up. Mm. And then get on with it. You know, everybody's going to eat differently because it depends on if you're training in the morning or you're going to work or you don't like breakfast or you do like breakfast. So there isn't one thing that fits everybody.
No, that's definitely true, isn't it?
It really is.
Because I've got a friend who's trying to lose weight at the minute, and I was like, well, what are you eating? And he's like, well, I don't actually eat that much. I don't have breakfast. And I was like, what? You don't have breakfast?
No, you've got to have breakfast.
But he never has.
Yeah, but
you know what I do? I'm not a breakfast eater early, but I do have breakfast. But what I do, because I'm out training clients or training myself, is I get up and I have a banana and a teaspoon of almond butter. Mm. Now, that gives me good fats. It gives me my protein. It gives me what I need just to get out there and get going, basically. You know, and then I'll, about 11, half 11, I'll eat something, which is like my breakfast lunch.
Right.
And that will be a salad, and it might be some with some protein in it, you know, but half an avocado every day, so good for you. You know, you need good fats.
Do you learn this all when you're at college, or is this just kind of the stuff
that
you've learned?
Not really, no. Like, this is just all that I've picked up and learned. And training clients every day, you know, I'm doing 7-8 sessions a day, I was doing. You know, you get to understand what works, what doesn't work. That's why I have my own methodology on training and nutrition and everything that goes with it, because I've picked up, you know, I've learned so much, and I can't wait to share it all because it works.
So where can we follow you on social media then, if you're
so I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
So it's Mandy_Platt1.
It's easy enough.
And on my website is mandyplatt.com. I'm not very good with social media. My kids like laugh at me.
Oh.
I can't do Twitter yet. I'm trying to learn. So
no,
at the moment,
stick with
those
the Insta.
Are the two.
Stick with the Insta. Oh, that's fantastic. And I wanted to ask about weights, because should women do heavy weights?
100%. Muscle is the biggest component to your health ever.
Ooh.
For everybody. Okay.
That's
muscle
good to know.
Controls so much of what goes on into your, in your body, not just to look good, but what it actually does for your organs, your blood, your cells, everything else. You need to have muscle.
I got told off for doing weights in the gym.
No,
like,
and you're
going to
burn more calories at rest, Lizzie, when you do. You want to get off the treadmill.
You've got little guns there.
I know.
You have. I can see those biceps working there.
Haven't been for a while, Mandy, but I'm going to get
back
on it.
But women don't bulk up like men, Lizzie. They don't, okay? And it's the way you train. So it's your work to your rest and just the way you back up muscles and what you do in the gym or at home workouts.
Right.
But the thing is when you work with weights, you don't just burn calories in your workout. You will burn 24 hours after, when somebody that's just running on a treadmill comes out and it's done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're making yourself more metabolic. You're going to work more sufficiently.
Remember it, Lizzie.
Thank you,
Mandy.
Yeah,
thanks so much for coming in.
Nice. Thanks for
having
me, guys.
Great to speak to you, and I'm going to get back on it.
Thank you.
You've convinced
Good
me.
Luck.
Thanks.
Go for it.
It's complicated. It always is. That's just the way it goes. Feels like I waited so long for this. I wonder if it shows.
Straight on to our next guest. Lizzie has had to leave the studio briefly, but we have the very lovely Rhona Part with us. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I, of course, remember your audition on Britain's Got Talent, because who doesn't?
It was a long time ago.
How long ago was it?
It was 8 years.
Eight years ago. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you were a child.
Yes. Yeah, child.
And it was obviously a big turning point for you, though, wasn't it? Because you got a lot of attention for it.
Yeah.
Explain a bit about the process and what happened.
It was really organic. And I think everybody always thinks, oh, talent shows, you know, they've been scouted or, you know, something's happened. They've been discovered to go on the show. And it was never like that. I was really nervous. I wouldn't sing in front of anyone when I was younger. And then I got to about 10 and I started with a new vocal coach. And I just kind of got the confidence and plucked up the courage, and my friend was like, oh, here's the application, you need to go on this show. And I was like, okay. And you know, that just happened. Oh,
here she is, she's back. Oh wait, hold on, you haven't got your mic up yet. There you go,
back from a quick week. How are we? Oh my goodness, when did I last see you?
I think it must have been the Soldiering On Awards, and you lost your bag and my mum found your Chanel bag.
That sounds about right.
I remember that your mum found my Chanel bag. What had I done with it? Someone had handed it in or something.
Oh my god.
I think she found it in the bathroom. She's like, I found this Chanel bag. I was like,
because you just probably just left it there, Lizzie. You were just wandering around.
Do you know what? Can you thank your dear mum?
Yes, I will.
What's her name? What's your mum's name?
Maggie.
Thanks, Maggie.
Same as my mum's called Maggie. Oh, bless you, Maggie. Thank you. I remember the panic, and no one cared apart from you. You know what? No one cared.
Well, Brandon, you're a good bag.
I'm like, yeah, we've got it handled.
It was like Mark Wright, like, all right. And I was like, no, it's my bag, keys, everything. Anyway.
Well, I know the pain. Because I just lost my bag at Pride.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, so you did that. And then kind of what happened after Britain's Got Talent?
I made an album, which was incredible. And I toured for about a year. And then because of my age, you know, I was 12, turning 13. I had to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Bore. But, you know, it's important. I had to go back. And I did miss kind of being with my friends and just having school life. And then I kind of just took some time out. And, you know, I had experienced a few things kind of in the industry where I was like, I don't even know if I want to do this. I'm young and I'm not sure whether this is right for me.
Yeah.
And I think taking the time away from it made me realize this is all I want to do. There's nothing else. I was sitting in maths classes and I'm like, what is this? I just don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
Well, I was exactly the same.
I know that feeling. Because I remember seeing you at Britain's Got Talent. Lovely son got me tickets, but I remember seeing you and going, wow. You know when you think like a star is born? I remember having my mouth open going, oh my God, I love him. I just love him. And you were just so adorable.
Thank you.
I mean, looking back on that, does it feel like another lifetime ago?
To be honest, I can't remember most things that happened. People are like, how did you feel when you were walking on the stage? I'm like, I can't even remember being there. Like,
sometimes
I forget it happened. And people say like, oh yeah, when you were on Britain's Got Talent. I'm like, oh yeah. You know, I forget.
Yeah,
it feels like, you know, 8 years isn't that long. But, you know, at the age that
you've gone from a child to an adult.
Yeah,
so of course
exactly. It's been a crazy ride.
And you did have quite a lot of attention because people were pointing out that you were clearly a gay child, right?
Yeah.
And that must be a really odd experience when...
Yeah.
Because I was about 11 when I first came to the conclusion that I was. Mm. For other people to have been saying it.
Yeah.
How did you deal with all of that?
Well, I think people saying it didn't bother me, but when it was used in a negative way, that bothered me because I can't remember a time where I didn't know that I was gay. I've always kind of known. My parents have always known. I never had to come out to anyone. And then when all of a sudden I went on this big TV show and everyone's using this as like a negative, I've always loved it. I've always been really proud of it. And so
well,
that
was
difficult.
It's really like,
exactly.
And how were your family with it, with the kind of publicity and people saying things about you? Was it tough for them because you were so young?
It was tough for them. My mum is from Glasgow. She is like the strongest woman and she came everywhere with me.
I love that woman.
Yes.
She found my handbag.
So she came everywhere with me. She experienced it all with me. So I was really lucky. I had, you know, because with the cyberbullying things, it can really get to you, especially at that age. I was lucky. I had people working with me who were really good and supportive. And of course, my mum was always there and had chaperones and things. So it was never really an issue where it really got to me. And if it ever did, I'd just be like, right, I'm taking a step back. And they would just be like, we'll sort it for you.
See, that's so good.
In a very fortunate position with it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad. It was just the negative kind of, you know, aspect of it all that was difficult to handle to begin with.
Yeah.
And I just
imagine.
Realized it's a problem in their life, not mine.
Exactly, Joe. That's what we like.
And I mean, do you think that Britain's Got Talent really, I mean, because some of the shows that, you know, with X Factor, people say, oh no, I wish it was the worst thing I ever did. It hasn't helped me. Do you think it helped you, Britain's Got Talent?
It was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I have nothing but positive things to say about it. I, you know, from what I can remember, I absolutely loved it.
Because you had Cheryl, didn't you?
No, Cheryl wasn't there. Who was there? Amanda was there. The Hoff, Michael McIntyre, and Simon.
It was The Hoff.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Cheryl didn't do Britain's Got Talent.
Has she never done it?
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
I don't think so.
Oh. Put this in there. On the notes, I was slacking the producer. The Hoff.
Yes. Yeah, he was funny. And he actually introduced me on my first, after I did the Britain's Got Talent tour, he introduced me at T4 on the Beach, which was it was like 50,000 people there. It was my first proper gig.
That's so
insane. And he introduced me, which was just crazy.
Oh, no, he's so cool.
And now you've got new music?
Yeah, I released my second album end of last year. which was really exciting because my first album, it was very soon after Britain's Got Talent, and it was all covers bar like two songs, I think. So yeah, this was all originals, and it's just really exciting because, you know, taking time out from music, I got to really discover and just listen to music and be a fan of music again, yeah, rather than being in it. And so I kind of got to discover where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do, although I'm still not 100% there, and I've decided, really? I'm just not going to put pressure on it anymore. I'm just going to do, yeah, what I enjoy.
You seem quite level headed about it all.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know what, I'm really, really enjoying it, and I think learning from being young on the show and not taking it all in, I want to take every experience in and, mm-hmm, just enjoy it as much as I can now. So that's kind of where I'm at.
And you just performed at Pride,
yes,
in London.
I did.
Tell,
yes,
us a bit about that. What was that like?
Oh, it was so exciting. It was, yeah, one of my favourite shows I've ever done, actually. That the crowd were amazing. Everyone was in such a good mood. And I was there representing Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras because I've been named their kind of UK champion of Pride.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're bidding to host World Pride in 2023. Oh. So that's kind of my new project.
Nice.
With them. So yeah, I was there with them, and it was just great. It was just full of positivity, and yeah, everyone was in such a good mood.
Did you see Renee Zellweger? She was there, wasn't she?
No, I didn't. I missed everyone. I know. I literally realised all these people were there, and I was just, you know, out getting
kissed. Having,
yeah,
fun.
Did you just, yeah, get, just go get drunk
yeah,
afterwards?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Taking
so
full advantage.
You miss it. But you are such a good looking... I mean, I think you could be like a top one. You've got such a gorgeous face.
I'm not tall enough for that. I'm like
you
a little shorty.
Well, I'm going to... I've just told someone about you. So you're so handsome.
Oh, thank you.
It's so fantastic all that you've been doing. I'm so
thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you so much.
Because I was there at the beginning.
I know.
You're there at the beginning of everyone's career, Candy. You know everyone.
And his mother found my Chanel handbag.
Yeah. What is the sound of your current music then?
You know, it's a mix of genres. There's some really emotional ballads, which is kind of what I was known for when I started. And then there's some dance songs, and, you know, it's just the element that I think kind of goes throughout the whole album is a bit of soul, because that was always something that I loved. Soul music's my favourite music. I grew up listening to it, and I wanted to make sure that there was an element of that in everything I do and want to continue to do that. Okay. But yeah, it's just a mixture of music that I enjoy and I like and hope other people do, I guess. That
well,
would be important.
That would always be the
ideal,
right?
That would be helpful if others like it. But you have got a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you
and,
so much.
Who was always your inspiration growing up? I mean, did you have anyone particular?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. Musically, it's always been kind of Lady Gaga, because I like what she stands for. Yeah. I like that she's a bit crazy with what she does, and she's always reinventing herself.
Love
but
that.
Yeah, there's loads of different people. I would say soul music, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder. Mm. There were always people I was listening to.
Oh, fantastic. Well, yeah. Have we got
we do, we have a little song to play.
Oh, fabulous.
No Love Like First Love.
Yes.
Are you in love yourself?
No, not right now. I'm enjoying being single.
What a treat for the
Yay!
summer.
We like that, single for the summer.
Yeah, best way to be. Well, it's the only way I've ever been, so let's just get on with it. So we have your song. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You for
great
having
to
me.
Speak
to
you.
Lovely to see you.
And here is No Love Like First Love by Roden Park.
Oh, my shoebox memories calling me back to a lazy summer night. We both knew that time was right. I still feel that warm breeze blowing against my skin. Then you touched my face, whispering, "We don't need to be afraid. There's no love like first love. Something inside taking over your mind makes you lose control of your heart and your soul. There's no love like first love. There's no love like first love. First love. No love like first love. No. Oh, love letters and photographs. Remember those days.
burning all the time. No matter what you do, you're never gonna lose that first love. That first love.
What a lovely song by Ronan Park there.
I adore that.
Great, isn't it? Great nice. Little Pride anthem as well, seeing as he was at Pride.
He's all grown up.
All grown up. Ronan. Speaking of all grown up, our final guest of the day, Lauren Platt. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Great to have you in. X Factor's Lauren Platt.
You've all grown up too. I feel like you're auntie.
I don't see it, but everyone else
no,
is like,
of course.
They're all now.
Yeah. So you did X Factor back in 2014.
Yes.
And tell us how that went.
Oh, it was amazing. Honestly,
I can't believe it was that long ago.
I know.
I remember
5 years.
To the show, and I cannot believe it's 5 years ago.
Yep. It was the best experience of my life. Honestly, it's still to this day. Like it was. Who gets to experience that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it
totally.
Was, it was amazing.
Proper whirlwind, I imagine. Yeah.
It's so hard to get through. I know, and it is all those auditions. Could you quite believe it when you got through to the final?
I actually couldn't, and it was like every step of the way, every time I got through, I was like, surely this has got to be like the last time. I can't actually go through this like feeling again. And it just kept happening, and it was just one of them things that I look back on now, and if anyone asks me about it, I'm like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really remember.
That's exactly what Ronan said.
How did you cope with the nerves? Because it is so nerve-wracking, especially when you're sitting there with those big names in front of you.
You know, I think it was more like you have to do it. Like, I get more nervous now.
Just got to get up there.
you've just got to do it. There's just no other choice. And I think that's good in a way, though, because I think that does spur people on to get up there and do what they have to do, do what they come there to do. There's no time for slip-ups or anything like that. So you have to just give it your all, really.
What about this rumour of X Factor All-Stars this year?
Well,
X Factor All-Stars.
So Louis Walsh has already confirmed some names.
Yes.
I know.
Yours has been bandied around.
I heard that you have signed on the dotted line.
I wouldn't say the dotted line, but it's being thrown around a little bit. Ooh. And from my point of view, I'll be honest, it's like going back to a holiday destination that you love. Do you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't I do it again?
Of course.
I get that not everyone has the experience that I had. Mm-hmm. And to a certain extent, I understand why. You know, everyone comes from all different paths of life and stuff like that. So I get that not everyone has an amazing experience, but I did. So I'd love to repeat it.
But you'd be great on it, because you're young, you're 21, is that right?
Yes.
Now, and fresh faced, wonderful voice, and you really, I don't know, you were very grown up at such a young age. I remember watching you going, wow, you can do it. You didn't appear nervous. You hold your own. You know?
I think the good thing about it is, you know, like if you go on there when you're 30, you don't really change that much between 30 and 35, for example. But I went on there when I was 16 and I'm now 21. I've gone from a young girl into a woman and stuff. So I think people would see a really different side to
me. You've got something new to bring to the table.
Yeah, definitely. I think people would sort of see me come back and be like, oh, hold on a sec. She's grown up.
But you'd be competing against, who is it, Alexandra Burke?
Yeah, I mean, I'll happily take a close second. Like,
who are the names that have been Louise?
Alexandra Burke, Shane Ward, and Leona Lewis.
Yeah, I've heard Leona Lewis. All right, I'll take fourth again.
But Lauren, have you kept up your singing? Because you've got to keep your voice exercise and
Do you know what, I've actually gone in and out. So when I come out of X Factor, obviously we did the tour and stuff, so I was singing all the time, and then went into a lot of gigging, what they call the circuit, and then I went into presenting, which I absolutely loved. And now I've kind of gone back to my singing again. I just come off a 3-month tour with Beauty and the Beast, which was
awesome.
Which Beauty really, really rocketed me back into my singing. And I was like, oh, do you know what? I miss this. I'm ready to do this again.
And did you play Bell? And then X-Factor came.
I did play Bell, yeah. Oh, and then that came along and I was like, fine, it's a sign.
Well, I think you'll be brilliant in the show. And I think we need you. You're young, you're fresh, you look fabulous. You've got a great voice.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And you can beat Leona Lewis.
Well, we'll see. I mean, let's not get to
it. But can I tell you, I love this show because it needed to freshen up the X Factor. What do you think when you heard about this?
Oh, it is really exciting. It is really exciting because obviously it's been going for a long time now.
Yeah, yeah.
And like anything else,
2005 or something, it started 2004.
Yeah, it does have its day. But the fact that instead of taking it away completely, they've revamped everything and they've thought of a new idea means that people aren't missing out, but mm-hmm. they're also seeing something new and something fresh, mm-hmm. which is really good. As a proper fan of X Factor, I've watched it before I was on it and after I was on it. And
what did you make of it in the last couple of years when the viewing figures, I mean, Simon would say it, you know, they weren't as good as they had been.
Yeah, no, they weren't as good. And I think, do you know what? I don't even think it was anything to do with the talent.
No, definitely
not. Some of the people on the last
few
years...
Raksu were amazing.
I mean, Raksu literally had my heart the whole time. They really did. And they were amazing. Like Dalton, who won last year.
Yeah.
And the talent was still phenomenal, but... You know what the public are like. They just they need to be entertained, and they need to always see something new. Get bored.
And you've got the All Stars with the other one, Celebrity.
Yeah. So there's two. X-Factor. There's going to be two X Factors, and there's an All Stars and
the Celebrity.
The Celebrity one.
Yeah. Which
I'll definitely watch in the Celebrity one.
Yeah. Have you heard some of the names rumoured for that, Lizzie?
I cannot say. I was with Simon actually on Thursday because he had his little party, summer party. I've heard a few names, but my lips are sealed.
Okay.
I had to promise.
I'm going to just shout some names out and let's see your reaction. Gemma Collins. Brendan Cole from Strictly. The Love Island Boys as a supergroup.
I'd love
Okay, that was a no. So, right, so the first two are a maybe and then we've got a no.
Gemma Collins can really sing.
She can sing, actually.
She can really, really sing.
And Arj was amazing. I saw Arj from Towie's perform. He was phenomenal. He did all the swing stuff. It was so
I watch
good.
Arj every month on Instagram. A friend of mine goes out and does the white party in Marbella with him.
Oh, nice.
And I watch him all the time singing on Instagram and I'm just like, I need to pay to go and see this guy.
But I mean, would you be nervous to going back onto the TV show because you are older and you sometimes don't have nerves when you're young?
I think it would be a totally different situation in my head. When you're young, you're so fearless, but it was the first thing I'd ever done as well. Really, it was. I come straight out of my GCSEs and into it, and I was just
God, that's so insane.
I was just so glad to be out of school. I'd have done any
getting out of the homework.
But now it's like I was just saying to Abby, actually, life takes over. Do you know, like you start thinking, right? I need a future now. I need to make sure things are working. I need to make sure I'm working and stuff like that. So
well, that's the hardest thing. You know, a lot of people come out of X Factor and then they're like, right, well, what now?
Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. I think it does happen to everyone, even if it's not actually happening, because I'm very fortunate that I've had work, you know, for the last 5 years since I come off of X Factor. But there is always that little thought in your head that's like, I don't know how to do this on my own. Like, yeah. I've had my hand held the whole way through the show. Mm. There's been people there telling me what to wear and what to do and what to say and stuff like that. And then you come off and you're like... I don't know how to do this on my own.
Yeah. And do you think this time around you might even appreciate it even more and you'll take it all in a
definitely. Because there are so many things that I wish I remembered about when I was on it in 2014, but where it was all happening so quickly and I just didn't know anything about the industry. I just don't remember them. They just sort of like have gone to the back of my mind. And now I think it's definitely a situation where if I went on it again, I'd make sure... I'd keep a diary, I think. I'd literally be taking photos all the time, keeping a diary, who I've met, who I've sung with, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That
and
sounds like a good
I'd
idea.
Just make sure I cherish every single moment this time.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. I know, it is interesting. Well, I'm very glad you're doing the show. And I hope... You don't get Louis as a judge.
Well, so who's... Because Louis also confirmed it's Louis, Simon and Nicole, didn't he?
Nicole, yeah.
Mm.
So that
so they
could
haven't
be
revealed a fourth.
Well, I don't even know if there's going to be a fourth. There may just be the three. Old school X Factor, like back in the day when it was
Sharon
Simon.
I want Sharon Osbourne back on.
It'd be cool if I could have my Cheryl back. She was such a good mentor.
I don't think you will, Sam.
No, I don't think I will.
Sorry. Just saying.
Do you not think she would do it then?
I don't think she'd be asked.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry. I don't think she's going to do that one.
Oh, well.
I might be wrong.
You're usually not wrong.
You're probably not.
But I think you know, Simon's on good form. He's never been looking and feeling better. Mm. I'd love you to have Simon.
Yeah, it would be really interesting having Simon, because obviously the last time I was on the show, Simon wasn't my mentor. So it was just like, okay, that's Simon. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were called into Simon's like dressing room or whatever, it was like, right, there's something serious that needs to be spoken about.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the papers tomorrow.
Something's gone wrong.
What did I do?
Literally thinking back to the last 10 years of your life.
I know that feeling. Oops.
You did want to talk a little bit about the Bravery to the Bell is that right? Bravery to the Bell?
Yes, Bravery to the Bell. So actually, it's also linked into X Factor. So me and Fleur East, who was on my series, we haven't worked together since we come off X Factor 5 years ago, and now we're working together twice in 1 year, which is so amazing. So we're doing a festival together on Saturday, which is Brentwood Festival, where I live. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing Bravery to the Bell, which is a tour for children with cancer.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it is a really, really good cause, and they've got a fantastic lineup. They've got Fleur, we've got X from Britain's Got Talent, which just like the craziest thing I've seen this year.
He was on our show actually.
Was just like
fantastic.
My whole house erupted.
I bet
Robert erupted.
I know, incredible.
We've got Flawless, and it's going to be really good.
So you're touring?
We're touring. So I'm going to try and remember this. We're going to Manchester, Birmingham, Nottingham. I'm reading this off the screen now.
Liverpool.
And Croydon. Yeah.
Well done.
Fantastic.
Really off the top of your head.
I ask you, as you mentioned Fleur, because she opted out of doing the show, didn't she? She's sort of been quite vocal about that.
I think she opted out quite early on, because she went on to, I think it was literally just after The Jungle, she went on to This Morning to talk about the rumours before it was doing this. And she put on a group chat. We've still got a group chat from X Factor all those years ago. And she said, you know, like, has anyone got any opinions? Obviously, I'm going on to talk about it, so it'd be good to get some real opinions from X Factor people. And yeah, she made it quite vocal that
I don't want to go on.
I just replied, like, sign me up.
And turns out they did.
Yes, they did.
But yeah, she's been quite vocal about not wanting to do it. But obviously, her career's gone in actually quite a few different directions. She's got quite a few things under her belt.
She just got married.
Was it Simon that said something about her being in the jungle?
Yes, it was.
A bit of a,
what did he say?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What did he say?
It was something about... He said to another contestant, which was last year, I don't want to see you eating cockroaches in the jungle.
Oh.
Well, she was in the jungle.
Right.
So obviously we were all sitting at home like,
burn.
Well, there you go. Well, look, we wish you loads of luck. I will be watching that show like crazy, and you're going to win it. And you're in it, okay?
Get me a ticket, Candy.
Okay.
I'm glad Lizzie knows, because I don't yet.
And I'm very excited for you, Lauren, and I wish you the best of luck. And
you're just as
lovely as you were when I met you all those years ago.
Thank you.
2014.
I know,
5 years.
Where is it gone?
Like a flash.
Wow. Right, good luck, my darling.
Yes, thank you for coming in.
It's the end of the show.
End of the show.
Stefano.
You're going out now, aren't you?
I've got a rush. I've got a charity event. I'm whizzing there now. But I love you, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Goodbye.
And I know your story. I see what
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.